Welcome to the podcast that opens to the Akash of our human blueprint, so we can be supported to align in our signature and truth, to live and create as the divine, multidimensional humans we are. I hope you enjoy the transmission.
Good morning and welcome to a little update on integrating the post-eclipse energies. So as we went into the eclipse, where there was really that encouragement to drop into beingness, before the eclipse, we went straight into, well, Mercury retrograde, which I don't normally make a lot of noise about, but this time was very interesting. Within 24 hours, four people that I knew had pranged their cars. And it was very clear that the energy being reset in Mercury retrograde was a very masculine energy. It was an energy of clarity and definition. The energy, in fact, internal to all of us, that gives clarity, that gives definition, that defines form, and that gives things a structure, that creates an identity. And it was very much the energy of that. When we can see that energy when we're in motion, and driving a car is a great analogy for that, because when you put your foot on the accelerator, when you make an indication, when you turn the wheel, you've got to be definite. You've got to be clear that you are doing what you're doing and going where you're going, because there is a force that you have sole sovereign command over when you're driving that vehicle. And it's quite a force. You know, you're moving a big vehicle. There's a lot of force behind that. And, you know, if you're driving every day, you take that for granted, that you do that. And it's normal. But it's the same thing in us. Our bodies can be seen as the vehicle, and the force can be seen as life force. And what was being reset in the run up to the eclipse was that element of our life force that is like the accelerator pedal. But it's like the accelerator pedal. And what's that life force doing? What's its purpose, but its function? And the very element, the very specific part, was that element of life force that it's like the growth energy in a plant. When a plant is ready to expand into the next, you know, a bigger shape of itself, it's life force energy that energizes that expansion. And what happens when a plant grows, but that the shape of the leaf needs to change. And you can go from a leaf that looks like this to a leaf that has maybe three prongs, a completely new identity, a completely new physical, external identity, a physical shape. And without that vital life force, the accelerator on the pedal in the car that we drive, without that vital life force, that plant would never grow. It would never be able to take what's essentially a natural evolutionary, the next phase of its natural evolution. And the shape it's taking is in the blueprint of that plant. You know, it's when it's 3 months old, it has three prongs, not one, because it's growing. Now, we are going through something very similar. I don't think we're going to grow three prongs, but there is a reset happening in that beautiful, very masculine element of life force in us that has the job of defining what's our shape, what's our identity. We are a creation. We have an essence. And when we drop into beingness, we contact that essence. And we're always being rewritten moment to moment. The shape of who we are is being rewritten as we connect ever more deeply with the essence of beingness from a very human perspective, in a very physical way. And this reset in the masculine energy that gives us form in the world, this reset is happening in the physical dimensions of consciousness. So I think a lot of us on the run-up to the eclipse, or maybe, I don't know if this was you, it was certainly me, and it was certainly those I could see around me too, you know, that a lot of us were having very physical symptoms and very physical events, body, home, and immediate physical environments were kind of the site of where a lot of our healing was taking place. Oh, hello, you. Hey, Marcus. Good to see you, my sweet. Yes, I've missed you. So yeah, this There's quite often when this energy, this life force does something like, it leads to us having a prang in the car. It's misaligned or it's misdirected. It's such a shock to the system. You know, what happens, like a car crash, big shock. Prangs, big shock. Falling over, lots of shocks to the system. And essentially what was happening on the run-up to the eclipse was various, you know, individually in the collective field, there was a kind of re-triggering of old energy from, I want to say, impact damage. And this is where we kind of, we phase out, we open out a bit and we deepen and we go into the soul story. Now, how what's happening in our physical human lives right now is helping us heal and clear ancient, beyond time, beyond form, beyond, certainly way beyond us being human beings, stories, soul stories of a falling into separation of those inner tantric energies, the inner masculine, the inner feminine, falling out of their harmonious relationship into a, shall we say, more impact alchemy within us, within the soul. And I had the sense that there were very, very ancient wounds, dissonances being healed just in that run up to the eclipse with Mercury retrograde, with a few of us having little bumps and knocks and shocks. Not all of us needed to go through that. We all have our own unique role in this picture of going all the way back to the origin, when we first fell, as an I that was breathed into being within oneness and knew itself as one within all that is, before it even became anything, before it had any identity. There was this, that seemed very present to me in the field, that there was this beautiful resonance of that remembering present that was at once present in the soul level of the self and the human blueprint, but also vibrating in the very physical dimensions, healing from the physical dimensions what we've collected and connected and accumulated and held on to, those histories that originated all the way out in the deeps of beingness, in the deeps of ourselves, those stories of first falling into separation, of falling being possible, and in falling there being impact damage. And very much, not only is this healing happening in the physical, but it's happening in the how the physical relates to itself, so how we physically relate to each other as human beings playing together in the field. Now, all of this is helping us prepare for the, I want to keep getting like the rainbow bridge of the solstice, where this year shifts, where the first 6 months have been really emphasizing our healing, what do we need to clear, you know, especially in the masculine energy of our vital life force, which we can't create without that, can we? You know, but what happens when we get together and we create together? Well, there's been such a heavy emphasis on clearing and lifting and healing that beautiful vital life force in ourselves, so that when we get together to co-create, because the rainbow bridge of the solstice is moving us into the creative energies, we're actually resonating more rather than less with that remembering in the body field of consciousness. And in the body field, in the field where we are at play together, it's like being in the playground, there's that resonant remembering of, hang on a minute, I am an I, birthed within oneness in the company of lots of other I's who are also birthed within oneness. And this is who we are to each other. This is how we can relate to each other. And this remembering is actually vibrational. So rather than a thought or an idea or a construct, it's vibrational in the body field, the collective field of consciousness, the body level. So it's more, it's coming up through our boots, if you like, you know, it's coming up through the soles of our feet. And so what's all of that beautiful healing and clearing that Mercury retrograde was kind of bumping and bumping and bumping us forward through, depending on how you experience that, and then this moment of deep dropping in the eclipse, just dropping right in, letting go. And in that dropping, letting go of all the old constructs, all the old histories, connecting very deeply with that essence of beingness, the intangible, unnameable, I could say unknowable. In a sense. And allowing those planes of activity where we've been experiencing the healing events on the run up, allowing those planes of activity to rest, to drop very deeply into that. Ah, I let go now. I let go into the unknown. I let go into being. I don't know what's coming next. I surrender. And by degree, bringing even more dimensions of the self into that beautiful unknowingness and surrender. As though here we are resting, just resting, welcoming those vibrating bits of ourselves to just drop in, to let go, to drop in with us and rest. For a moment. Let go of who they thought they were in the world, what they thought things were, what they thought they should be doing, whatever it was. And it's life force that was being, how our life force runs in the body was being invited to drop in. And I can see, even as I'm talking to that, I can feel the parts of me where that energy is still vibrating, still a bit listless, wants to leave. And it's like, it's just this moment still, there's an invitation to go, okay, I hear you. Those parts of me that feel restless right now, or insecure, or unsafe, not knowing, unsafe in the not knowingness. And very lovingly, just inviting them to rest. Not forcing, not pushing, not judging, just. Just for a moment, let go into nothingness, the enoughness of being here now. Emptying out all constructs of the past that are ready to leave in this moment, that are done. All those parts of us that are actually exhausted. And then allowing a further pause, not jumping straight into, okay, what do I do next? Where do we go next? What's happening now? We deepen that letting go of, like, it's okay, I don't know what's now. I'm going to be with that. Give the mind a chance to drop into that resting space. I don't know what's now. Giving ourselves a chance to notice if we're uncomfortable with silence. Where in the body do we feel that discomfort? Let's invite that to rest for a moment. It's not forever, it's just for a moment. All right, and then listening. In the body, listening to how the body feels, going right to the root. And you can just imagine, or you can feel into what's moving in you now. And just listen for, is there an upward moving breath from the root moving up through my body? Just listen for that for a moment. Is there any kind of activity moving upwards from the root? Maybe it's as subtle as a slight lift in the head and neck. Maybe the body wants to change position, or maybe there's nothing to notice. There's no wrong reading to get here. So just opening to the possibility, whether we feel it or not, that just possibly there is this upward movement from the root. Really listening inside to those sacred centers that that upward moving breath might be passing. Notice where the attention gets drawn or where it stops. Honor anything that comes up in our physical attention right now. Go and sit with it for a moment. And wherever we're feeling sensations in the body or in the field right now, the invitation is to bring awareness to that place. Imagine the sensation is like a shape. We are the spaciousness that surrounds that sensation shape. I've got one in my throat. We all got different places where things are moving though. I don't think this is collective, this is personal. Where's yours? Where is your attention being drawn in the body or in the energy field right now? Just being the listener. Inviting the breath to be present. And wherever sensation is happening in the body. Allowing whatever's moving to be as it is. And as we breathe, I want to suggest listening for where is expansion happening, because we're not just focusing on where there's a constriction or activity. There's a constriction perhaps because expansion is happening and it puts a little bit of pressure on those places that are a bit tight in us. So also listening for where is expansion. I'm going to invite you to move with that just gently. And returning to this sense that there is a breath perhaps traveling from the root all the way up. We can just ask ourselves, you know, how would that feel if that were true? How would that feel in the body right now? And be with whatever physical answer we get there. So we're going through the listen part of this meditation first before we do any telling. And that's important. It's part of the reset to listen before telling. Okay, so we're still listening to where there's movement in the body. Where is there expansion? Does the body want to move very gently with this breath? Opening to the sensations in the body as a whole, but without naming those. Just letting everything be as it is, like it's a field of vibrations. And if something is happening really strongly in the body, we can welcome in the healing. We can just say, look, I've got the gifts from this. I now welcome in the healing. I don't want to receive any more intelligence by showing me what hurts. Please heal what hurts. Bring this intelligence by showing me what's healed, how healing works. I'll go through that more slowly, but just stay with your own experience for now. Really listening, allowing, not trying to get a definition or an analysis of what's moving now, but being and allowing just for these moments. because this is us connecting to our essence. This is us listening to where the breath wants to go, and the breath, allowing the breath to show us. This is a new breath of life force entering the body, just allowing it to show us where it goes and what it does when it follows its pathway. And if we don't get a lot of information right now, it is enough just to keep tension on the sensation in the body as a whole. That's more than enough. I trust that in emptiness, more can happen than we can name. So there's not a lot to notice. You can congratulate yourself just as much as if there is. All right, so now we're going to shift into the more active part of the meditation now, where we're going from listening to telling. And this is important because this is the part of us that's been reset, this eclipse, trusting the part of us that does the telling, tells creation what it is. First of all, that part has to listen. Can't just tell until it's listened. Otherwise, how does it know? It's just making it up. It's coming from the mind. But now we've listened, let's go into a more active part of the meditation. So we're going to tell ourselves what we're doing. It's up to you if you follow this. I always say stay with your own experience, stay true to what's right for you in the moment. But what's coming, I will just share. Let's just let this settle. It's funny, the words aren't coming just yet, but the energy alchemy is. So I suggest just staying again with your physical experience while you notice what's moving in you. Okay. You are invited to breathe in from within, imagining a column of light coming down from above, all the way through and around you, and all the way down into the very center of the earth. As you allow this to be what it is, you are now invited to breathe in from without, from life itself, into the heart center, filling your lungs with the prana that comes from the vital life force of life in integrity within itself and in divine marriage with the purity of love, the inner and the outer as one. Breathing in, filling the heart with the intention to breathe in the prana that comes with the vitality of life itself. And there's a listening part where we allow this energy to spread out through the chest and just open to noticing how we feel. With this breath, we've done a lot of breathing in from within, and now we're breathing in from life itself. It's like it's coming in through the front of the heart, filling the heart with prana and allowing that to overflow. Very good. And so now we drop attention to we pull that breath down to the sacral center, to the root, all the way down from the heart to the root. And as it reaches the root, we allow the root to be energized. with this vital life force. You can imagine a color of light expanding this root center, filling it, purifying it, energizing it, and charging it, bringing in whatever life would bring for you. Opening to notice the sensations in the body as a whole and focusing on the connection between the solar plexus, just under the rib cage there, and the root. As the energy flows up from the root into the solar plexus. From the solar plexus, the tension is moving up to the throat. You're invited to let that breath breathe its way all the way up to the throat and energize that sacred center there. From the throat, this flows in three directions, down the arms and out and up into the head, circulating in the center. I can't remember the name for this now. It's been too long since I've used Indian names. Circulating in the third eye center. Just going to have to call it that. Before pouring out through the crown and raining down around the whole body. Raining down, forming. Giving definition and form to a dimension of your energy field or your energy structures. So the shame is like a kind of ovoid that reaches down under the feet. And is drawn back. It's like with that, this point we let go of it, I think, is what I'm getting. This point we let go of it because there's actually a circuitry where it completes, it's drawn back up and it recirculates. But that's not for us to get tangled up in. They're saying it takes care of itself from this point onwards. So nothing really to consciously intend, except hoping to notice how you feel. And notice how this is, because now this healing energy has been brought in, a defining energy, an energy that gives definition and brings structure into the energy field, which is just what we were talking about at the beginning. What I'm getting now is we listen to how that energy acts upon us. So we can open to notice the vibrations in the field now, so physical sensations, emotions, thoughts, anything that shows up in your attention, basically. Because that will give us a clue as to where this energy is acting on us, where it's healing, where it's transforming. We're not controlling this. We're just inviting a vital part of life for us to follow a pathway it would naturally want to follow and take the actions that are going to support us in the moment. You're going to help to bring about more of harmony, more of wholeness. I'm really feeling like the vibe, where it's vibrating, where it's tingling, little twinges and tweaks in different parts of my body, but very quickly, as though what's acting in the field is acting quite quickly. You know, it's quite dynamic. I'm not having deep emotional processes with it. That's my experience at the moment. Just stay with yours. And it feels now like there's a resonance. I can feel a new resonance in my field. I can feel that what's been invited to be here is settling. I'm feeling that lovely humming resonance of an energy, a new energy flow. That's found its pathway, that's in a complete circuit in the field, and it's just humming. It's got its rhythm, and it's one with all the other rhythms that are going on in there right now. So they're telling me that this is part of what's entering the collective field at this time, and that it's quite fun for us to work consciously with it. We don't have to in order to receive from it, but it is fun for us to do this, sense I'm getting. from the guys at the moment. Yeah, so that's really sweet. They got a little round of applause there. yeah, and that's nice because that takes the pressure off. Oh my gosh, we've got to do this because we really don't. And they're saying as well that that takes us into the energy of play, creative play, which it's like the rainbow bridge of the solstice that we're moving towards. It's like if that was woven of a quality, of an energy quality, it's like that bridge would be woven of creative play, joyfulness and lightness, you know, the things that lift us. Feels like there's going to be a lot of support between now and then for lifting us out of the healingness, because we've been quite heavy placed with healing collectively. I don't know what our individual experiences have been, but there's such an emphasis on healing that can take us into the heaviness of, oh, what's gone that I need to face? And it's like there's such a shift to really being in the lightness of being and the playfulness and the joy that what I'm hearing them say is that we're going to need a lot of help. We're going to need a lot of support. So it can help us to say yes now. Yes, I welcome support. Yeah, please lift me out of this. Please help me lift beyond the lower, denser resonances of my, or dissonances of my, the last 5-6 months of this year, and align me for where we're heading. So just clumsily saying yes to that now, inviting us to do the same in our own words. And it feels like there's probably a message. So let's let the guides come through. So just while I'm preparing for the channeling, I suggest you do the same. Keep attention focused inwards, the outward facing eyes looking inwards. And making an intention to keep attention, noticing the sensation of breath in the body and the body as a whole. Intending to receive what's for us now in a way that's safe, loving, benevolent. Allowing what's not to pass us by so that we can relax into the transmission and let our innate intelligence take care of what lands. Let our higher selves govern what we're receiving in the encodements and packages that always come through the channel transmission. Remembering that we are sovereign beings. Beloved, you, thank you. Once again, thank you. It is in your field of consciousness that the most beautiful rebirthing of ancient encodement, governing old civil structures in civilization is taking place. You are the engineers of reality. You are rebirthing what your civilization looks like in the energetic realms of consciousness. And all of physical creation has no other option but to conform. For it arises from and returns to the structures in consciousness that are embedded at deeper levels of your beingness. This is why so much emphasis is continually given to realigning within, to doing your inner work, to consciously working with your inner processes, owning your responses, lifting, transforming, and healing what is going on within you, for it is from you that a consensus reality forms. And when sufficient numbers are doing their inner work and changing what reality means to them personally, the collective reality has no choice but to change shape, to conform. And a new consensus, a higher frequency consensus is born, is formed. And this is what you are doing now. This is why we speak so often to you through so many voices. Because if you could not see, we can reflect from our perspective what is not quite so spontaneously visible from yours. And so we show you, we reflect. The majesty, the extent, the rapidity of the shift, of the inner landscape. Of civilization as it reforms in the consciousness of you all. For it has a very different shape. To the one you have become accustomed to. They're showing me this, and I'm just seeing a beautiful landscape of, it's like a cityscape, but the structures are of light. And they're not so dissimilar to the buildings we have now, but their form is different. There's a fluidity to them. There's more of curve. There's a more curvaceousness to what I'm seeing, a more fluid interconnectivity to what I'm seeing. So I just want to share the what I'm being shown while they're speaking there. Indeed, you are weaving new cityscapes. Cities hold you. Cities hold you and bring you the quality of life you have come to know and expect. It is not for all of you to suddenly disengage from that and dissolve the idea of city itself. City is simply the centralizing hub where you, humanity coalesces. You are drawn together. They are no different to the sacred centers and energy systems. There are centers where there are amassed activities. These are your cities. And they can be beautiful. In fact, every city holds within it much of harmony, much of beauty, much of grace, and immeasurable resonances and patterns of love, expressing as love, in likeness of itself. The eye finds it hard to see this when it takes in a snapshot, perhaps. But some eyes have the seeing of the beauty that is always there, even through the veneer of ugliness, even through the overlays of what has been imposed upon love itself, of what has been woven out of the fibre and the fabric of love itself into something that appears less than love and less than loving and less than kind. But there is much of beauty in all of your cities. And those who have the knowing, keep that alive, keep it resonant, keep that awareness present in the collective field of consciousness. For it is not for your cities to be abandoned, it is not for the citadels to fall, but rather to be reformed from the inside out. Just as a plant is reformed from the inside out, the structures grow not by being imposed upon something from the outside in, but from the inside out. The essence changes. When the essence and the nature of what a city is changes from the inside out, and it changes in the hearts and minds and consciousnesses of the people who are in that city, then the structures themselves hold a different resonance, new frequencies, and eventually will have to change shape too. But the nature of them, the effect of them on the people they are there to contain, to support, to hold, to protect, to sustain, the effect of them changes before the appearance. So don't expect your world to look completely different because there is a revolution in consciousness. Don't expect companies to stop functioning or economies to crash entirely. There's a bit of a question mark around that. Interesting. We'll come back to that. Don't expect the dissolution. Expect the revolution. To reform the new before the old even dissolves. Know that the dissolution of the old is not so felt, not so noticed, not a cataclysm of destructive energies and doom forces, but rather the flowering and blooming of new alternatives that render old structures obsolete, that they may be safely dismantled. There are many ways to knock down a building, yes? And we have seen in the collective field a very harmful way. This is one of the purposes of 9/11 was to let consciousness know how destructive it was, to keep imagining the doom of apocalyptic world-ending destructions and system collapse, because the trauma of just one tiny part of their reality going through this experience was felt. The shock waves went out across the globe. The trauma waves. And of course, it is not for humanity to collectively co-create trauma for itself, but to be very gently moved, lovingly and gracefully, with much of divine intervention, into new harmonic frequencies. And so we speak to you of the citadels of light that we can see, the new harmonic energetic structures that are reforming the conscious landscape of what a city is from within all of you, and how this leads to the changing nature of the thing itself, where a city has a consciousness. Empowering the resonance of harmony to lead to safe renewal. In every cell of your body and in every cell of consciousness, the breath of life, the breath of all that is renewing constantly. Rebirth is happening moment to moment. The pattern and the encodements in the blueprint of you, your city, your life, your stories, your field, everything, all of consciousness has a blueprint that determines how those energies of life renewing moment to moment shall behave. What are they going to renew? What are they going to let go of? What will come in? What will go out? What is a unique configuration that consciousness is taking as it forms itself within the creation, as it forms creation itself? Creation is never static. Whatever you have made, it is never static. It is always in this process of being rebreathed. And your cities are the same. You are rebreathing your cities from the inside out. and the visionings and revisionings that are coming from a call in your heart to change how things are happening are leading to real change. So there are indeed, we say again, these citadels of light that are forming within the landscape of consciousness that vibrates within the physical cities in your Earth planet now. You are reforming the very nature of what a city is. It is not. And so this will change the nature of how it affects you all. How city life, how city structures, how civilization, these are your creations. These are human creations. How will they affect you all? Because a human creation can lead to more suffering and cause more separation, or it can hold you more in the resonance of wholeness and support the very same. You notice a different frequency when we describe one to the we describe the other. When we speak of the resonance of wholeness, you notice how much more powerful that is in the field than when we speak of the dissolution. Now, a creation that can destroy and can support dissolution and separation, or a creation that holds a resonance of wholeness and invites all around it to do the same, to fall in with it, to fall into its own unique resonance of wholeness. Wholeness doesn't need everything to emulate it. Within the heart of everything, wholeness is. When one thing resonates with wholeness, it invites the thing next to it to do the same. And what that looks like will be unique. There's no imposition. There's no, this is what wholeness looks like. Therefore, we should repeat the pattern. We should impose that. This is wholeness. It just looks like this. It's a round building. Therefore, all the buildings must be round. You know, that's not what wholeness looks like. Wholeness is inherent with everything, and everything has a blueprint. Within the blueprint is encoded the potential for what a creation can be when it is in its highest potential resonance of wholeness within itself, within all that is, within the framework of all the other creations, within which it is an integral part, where all is connected. And we don't, wholeness is not to be imposed from the outside in. We say again, it grows from the inside. It is the breath of life being breathed through the blueprint for wholeness, taking form, generating a structure and container that holds the very nature of the creation it's there to contain in harmony. And this, beloveds, is what you are all moving into. This is the other half of this year. This is the picture in the field of collective consciousness, where we say you are shifting out of healing into creating. And it is a much more challenging playground to learn what it is to create together from a place of unity. Disconnected from the rules that have supported creation up until this apex point. To open to uncertainty and yet to trust. Trust your definition, trust form, have clarity, be certain, allow life force to come and take shape and give shape to your creations together in relationship with one another. You are going to be asked to trust your definiteness, your certainty, to put your best foot forward, to run with your creative energies together. Without being bumper cars, without smashing into each other. And this is why there's been 6 months of healing and clearing and lifting, so focused on the inner masculine qualities within consciousness. Direction, aim, certainty, telling creation what it is. So much calling home of that part. So that as you go over the bridge of the solstice, the rainbow bridge, into, yes, I am definite about this. I am going to create this. Who's with me? that you are, in fact, in that resonance of oneness. It's coming from it. The telling is coming from a listening place, and a place of listening from a place that's connected, an essence of being that knows itself as one with all the other beings. So we speak of the playground that you are facing, and the eclipse really marked that point where you have shifting out of your healing mode into running up the hill towards that rainbow bridge. So we say to you, have a beautiful day. Thank you for being so much. Thank you for being with this transmission. It's been a joy to meet with you. It's been lovely to actually sit and just share a little of what we can see from our point of view. For in our connections, we listen to your point of view and we share ours, and there is a convergence, and it brings us great joy and much, much learning happens in these meetings, these mergings. So we we bring you love and light, and invite you to ask and call from us and your guides through your higher selves for the gifts that support you gearing up for this solstice, lightening and lifting your energies, being brought into alignment with the resonance of creative, joyful, co-creative play. For there is a new playground. A new playground, new platforms, and new civilizations being birthed from the inside out. Thank you for letting us share our images of citadels of light, in love, in gratitude, with an embrace, a hug. We leave you now. As my Sirius, Arcturians, Andromedans, and a few other races that I keep saying I haven't got names for yet. I'm not great at finding new names. It's not my favourite thing to try and do. A lot of resistances to that. So that was a little collective. No? Oh, council. Star guides overseeing the rainbow bridge of this solstice, speaking to the collective of humanity now. So that was the collective that convened just in this moment. Thanks, Glovely. Thank you, Nina. Yeah, it's nice to, it's because we're here together, it's because we're sat in connectivity that we get that they come through. And it's just really joyful, actually. It was really lovely seeing that citadel of light and the cityscapes that are growing. And how much like a plant. I keep getting the plant analogy now. They're always bringing in the plant analogy here. And it's just the fact that we create, we co-create together. And we're learning from Gaia, from nature, who's been quietly all along just going, hey, this is how it works. Anytime you like, drop in and have a look, okay? You know, just, well, oh, yeah, we could build buildings the same way. We could grow communities the same way. We could grow homes the same way. We can bring anything into being the same way. And just to summarize, when I say the same way, I mean that the structure is listening to the essence. The essence is allowed to grow and expand. The essence is connected to oneness, is resonating with that I am one with all that is. That grows, that essence of our creation, the nature of it expands. And structure, the form, the shape, the identity it takes, is listening to the truth of the essence of the nature of the creation. And that, for me, is how a plant grows, you know. I could be wrong about that, but that's certainly my perception of it, not a gardener. And That's what I took from that. I took from that the guides were showing us that we are going through all the processes we need to go through, all the resets we need to go through, so that we also learn not to think about how to do that, but that we change within ourselves so that what we're creating does just do that. It's not a construct. It's not, we don't try, we don't effort. We shift, and this is how creation shifts with us, so that the nature of our cities changes and that all the things that we fill our lives with. Right. And I've just got this thing of bioengineering, where engineering mimics biological behaviors, bioorganic behaviors. There's an actual thing about that. I'm going to have to go and look that up. Talk to Chief Rand about it. Right, guys, that's a lot. Thank you. I didn't realize it could be such a long one. Thanks for sticking with it. On Thursday, fingers crossed, I'm going to go live with Jeevaran, and the two of us are going to tune in together. She channels Gaia, she channels the elementals, she channels everything, but she is mostly channeling Gaia and the elementals. So, yeah, I won't give you a time date on that because it's our very first one. So, you know, if you catch us, great. Otherwise, you'll be able to catch it after it's happened. But I'm looking forward to hearing what comes through her when we look at the same sort of topics as we've looked at here today. Have a beautiful day. Love you. Bye now.
I hope you enjoyed the transmission. To find out more about Blueprint Cash sessions, or maybe join the live events, you can go to infinityresonance.com and get in touch.